All right, looks like we've got some interesting action happening in the markets today, October 22nd, 2024. Amazon, General Motors, and Microsoft all seeing some pretty significant movement. Let's dive into why these companies are making waves.
And it's interesting because the overall market sentiment is, well, it's a bit cautious right now. There's this uncertainty looming about interest rates and inflation, So when we see individual companies making such big moves, you got to wonder what's really driving that, what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just like a general upward trend lifting everyone. These companies they're standing out.
Exactly.
Should we start with Amazon?
Let's do it. Amazon's always been a bit of a market darling, but lately it feels like there's even more buzz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like there's something brewing. What are the analysts like? What are they focusing on?
Well, one thing to remember is, everyone knows Amazon's retail site is huge, but AWS, Amazon Web Services, that's becoming their real powerhouse. It consistently delivers these crazy high operating margins, way more than their retail business. So even if online sales slow down, their cloud computing arm is there to carry them.
So even with all the economic question marks out there, AWS makes them a pretty safe bet.
You got it. But Amazon's not the type to just sit back and relax,
Yeah.
They're constantly innovating, expanding, reaching into new areas. You remember those rumors about drone delivery?
Yeah.
Imagine, just imagine if that technology actually takes off. I mean, that could completely transform logistics, delivery, everything.
Oh yeah, we're not just talking about convenience for customers. It could completely disrupt like whole industries.
Exactly. And then you've got their strategic acquisitions too. Remember when they bought Whole Foods?
Oh yeah.
That wasn't just about selling groceries online. It was about like weaving themselves into the entire food supply chain.
I remember that. I started ordering groceries online so much more after they bought Whole Foods. I guess that was kind of the point, right?
Exactly. They're masters at becoming a part of our lives,
Yeah.
often without us even realizing it.
Right.
But they're not without their challenges,
Right.
right? The whole regulatory landscape is getting, well, it's getting trickier, especially with all these antitrust concerns.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about their market dominance. Like, at what point is a company just too big?
Yeah, that's a debate that's not going away anytime soon. But the point is, investors are watching these regulatory challenges very, very carefully because they could have a big impact on Amazon's ability to grow in the future.
Okay, so lots going on with Amazon, but let's switch gears to General Motors. They saw a 10% jump in their stock price today. That's huge. Seems like investors are really excited about them. What's behind that?
Yeah, 10% in a day. That's not common. Especially in a market that's feeling as, I don't know, skittish as this one. A jump like that, it usually means there's a very specific catalyst. It's not just general, good vibes. Something concrete is probably happening. And for GM, well, a lot of people are watching their electric vehicle strategy very closely.
Yeah, the EV race, right? Everyone's watching. What's
Yeah.
about GM's program that could be getting investors so hyped up?
Well, a few things really. First, they've been making some serious progress with their electric truck lineup. They just unveiled this prototype with a range that actually beats some of their biggest competitors, like Tesla's Cybertruck even. And they're packing in features that I think appeal to a wider audience too.
So they're not just trying to catch up, they're aiming to like overtake the competition.
Exactly. And they're not just focusing on the vehicles themselves, they're pouring resources into battery technology. Remember, range anxiety, charging times, those are some of the biggest things holding back EVs from, really going mainstream.
Right. You don't want to get stuck on a road trip because you can't find a charging station.
Exactly. So if GM's made some breakthroughs in battery tech, especially in fast charging and, energy density, that could be a game changer, not just for them, for the whole EV market.
So it's not just about making EVs, it's about making EVs that are actually like better, more efficient.
You got it. It's about understanding what their customers actually need. They're partnering with companies that are building out charging infrastructure, specifically targeting rural areas where EV adoption's been slower.
Smart. They're thinking about the whole ecosystem, not just the cars.
Exactly, the big picture. But of course, we can't ignore the impact of government policies on the auto industry, right?
Right. Regulations, I mean, they can make or break a company in this space.
Absolutely. For example, there's this recent legislation that expands tax credits for electric vehicles, especially those made in North America. So that gives GM a real leg up, over some of their foreign competitors.
So it's not just about innovating, it's about navigating the political side of things too.
Right. And sometimes Just good old-fashioned performance speaks for itself. If GM beat their earnings expectations this quarter, well, that would definitely send a positive signal to investors.
It sounds like a perfect storm of good news for them right now. No wonder their stock is soaring.
Yeah, hitting all the right notes at the right time. Now, what about Microsoft? They might not always be the flashiest company, but there's this sudden wave of interest in them today.
Right, they tend to fly under the radar, I think. But when they make a move, people notice. What's got everyone paying attention now?
Well, it's a few things, actually. First, their cloud computing platform, Azure, it's experiencing some pretty amazing growth. They're taking on Amazon's AWS head on. And in some areas, they're even pulling ahead.
Really? I'll admit, I always think of Amazon as like the cloud king.
Oh, they've been the dominant player for a long time, for sure. But Microsoft is, they're steadily gaining ground. They're winning over these like big enterprise clients with these hybrid cloud solutions. So,
yeah.
You know, companies can integrate their existing infrastructure with the cloud. Everything works together seamlessly.
Ah, so more flexibility, more customization.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all. And that's, yeah. You know, that's appealing to a lot of businesses, but it's not just cloud, right? Microsoft is also making some serious moves in artificial intelligence.
Oh yeah, AI, everyone's talking about it. What's Microsoft doing that's capturing so much attention?
They're investing heavily in like research and development,
yeah.
Especially in things like natural language processing, machine learning. And they're starting to build those advancements into all of their products.
Are we talking like Cortana, their voice assistant?
Cortana's part of it, but it goes way deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting AI capabilities into Office, into their cloud services, even Xbox, their gaming platform.
So it's not just like standalone AI products. It's baked into everything they do.
Exactly. Making AI accessible, practical for, you know, everyday users. And that's powerful.
Okay, so we've got cloud computing, AI, anything else fueling this Microsoft surge?
Well, we can't forget about the fundamentals, right? Good old-fashioned financial performance. Microsoft consistently beats earnings expectations. They've got strong revenue growth across, you know, pretty much all of their business segments.
That kind of stability, it's got to be attractive to investors, especially when there's so much economic uncertainty.
Absolutely. When a company delivers strong earnings quarter after quarter, it tells investors, hey, we're managing things well, we're creating value for you. That builds confidence, and confidence drives stock prices up.
Makes sense. Microsoft, they might be playing the long game, but they're definitely making the right moves to stay ahead.
Yeah, I'd say so. They're showing that steady strategic growth, it can be just as powerful as those, you know, big flashy moves.
Mm. So we've covered a lot of ground. I'm already feeling like way more informed, but this is just the beginning, right?
Oh yeah, we're just scratching the surface. The fun part is like continuing to explore, research, watching how these companies navigate this ever-changing market.
Okay, let's take a quick pause, let all this sink in. We'll be right back to talk about what investors might be predicting about the future of these companies and what it could mean for all of us.
It really is amazing when you think about it. You know, how much is going on behind the scenes at these companies? You know, they're always making decisions, strategizing, trying to figure out their next move. And we get to see how those decisions play out right in their stock prices.
Yeah, it's true. It's like these market movements are giving us a sneak peek into how investors are feeling about their future, you know?
Mm.
But let's back up for a second. Why does all of this even matter to our listeners? You know, what's the takeaway for someone who maybe isn't trading stocks every day?
That's a great point. You know, I think the big takeaway here is that even if you're not a Wall Street expert, you know, understanding how these markets work, it can give you a much deeper understanding of, you know, the things that are shaping the world around us, you know.
So it's not just about money. It's about understanding the businesses and the technologies that are actually affecting our lives.
Exactly. Like when you see Amazon pouring tons of money into drone delivery or AI, it's a pretty good sign that those technologies are going to become a bigger part of all of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, they're betting on the future, and those bets often end up shaping what that future looks like.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like you can spot the trends before they even hit the mainstream.
Right. And the same goes for General Motors.
Mm.
You know, they were pushed into electric vehicles. It's not just about selling cars. It's about being a part of this huge shift towards more sustainable transportation.
So if we understand these company strategies, we can kind of get a glimpse of where the world might be headed.
Precisely. And it can help us make smarter choices as consumers. You know, if you're thinking about buying a new car, knowing that GM's going all in on EVs that might influence your decision, or if you're worried about data privacy, you know, understanding how Microsoft uses AI that might make you look at different software options.
So it's about giving ourselves the knowledge we need to make decisions that actually align with our own values and priorities.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe this whole conversation will even get some people interested in investing. You know, it's a great way to not only learn about financial markets, but also to potentially support the growth of companies that you actually believe in.
Right. It's not just about making money. It's about supporting businesses and technologies that you think will make a positive impact on the world.
You got it. It's about aligning your investments with your values.
Okay. So as we start wrapping up this discussion, what are some of the key things that our listeners should keep their eyes on if they want to keep following these companies?
Well, for Amazon, I'd say pay attention to how they're expanding into new areas like healthcare and grocery delivery. Mm-hmm. You know, they're clearly trying to become even more integrated into our daily routines.
And I'm really curious to see if those drone deliveries actually happen. Imagine a world where packages just show up at your door without a single delivery truck in sight.
It's a really cool idea. For General Motors, their success really depends on how well they can execute their electric vehicle strategy. You know, they've got some tough competition from companies like Tesla that have been doing this for a while. And there's a bunch of new EV startups popping up, too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if their focus on electric trucks and their partnerships with those charging infrastructure companies gives them an advantage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for Microsoft, keep an eye on how they're progressing in cloud computing and artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Those are areas where they have a real chance to become even more dominant in the next few years.
And don't forget about their gaming division. The release of a new Xbox could be a huge deal for the tech world.
You're right. These companies are always evolving and pushing the limits of what's possible. It's a pretty exciting time to be watching them, to say the least.
Well, we've definitely covered a lot of ground today, from the financial nitty-gritty to the bigger implications of what these companies are doing. But before we wrap up, I think it'd be great to give our listeners something to really think about.
I agree. A thought-provoking question to spark some more exploration. How about this? We've talked about what might be driving these companies' stock prices today, but the market's always looking ahead. What we're seeing now is basically a reflection of what investors think the future holds for Amazon, General Motors, and Microsoft. So the question is, what do you think their next big move will be?
Ooh, I like that one. It challenges our listeners to really think critically and imagine what's possible. And you know what? I'd add another layer for that. How might their next big move actually impact your life? It's not just about abstract stock prices. It's about how these companies are shaping the world that we all live in.
I love that. It brings it all back to the individual and gives them a sense of agency. You know,
yeah.
We're not just passively watching this happen. We have a role to play in it all.
Exactly. So to all of our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and never lose that curiosity. You know, the world of finance is huge and complicated, but with a little effort, you can gain the insights you need to make informed decisions and navigate the market with confidence.
Well said. And remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about how these companies work and what drives their decisions, the better equipped you'll be to handle whatever happens in the business world.
I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today. It's been a really eye-opening journey.
It has. It's always fascinating to peek behind the curtain of these giants and see how their actions can affect the world.
So until next time, keep an eye on the markets, stay curious, and happy investing. It's kind of wild when you think about it, you know, the impact these companies have, not just on the market, but on like our everyday lives.
Oh, for sure. Their decisions affect everything, you know, from what we buy to even the jobs we have.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that, you know, the financial world isn't just some abstract thing. It's tied to the real world in so many ways.
Totally. And I think that's what makes it so interesting to follow these companies. You know, it's not just about the numbers. It's about understanding what's shaping our future.
You know, one thing that really strikes me is that each of these companies, you know, even though they're already huge and successful, they still have this, you know, growth mindset. They're not just sitting around trying to protect what they have. They're constantly looking for ways to evolve and get bigger.
That's true. Amazon's always branching out. General Motors is betting big on the future of transportation. And Microsoft is, well, they're becoming this AI powerhouse. They're not afraid to take risks and shake things up.
And I think there's a lesson in there for all of us, you know, whether we're investors or not. The world is changing so fast. And the people who can adapt and embrace new ideas, those are the ones who are going to succeed.
So it's not just about watching these companies. It's about learning from them. You know, taking inspiration from their willingness to innovate and their vision for the future.
Exactly. And remember, success, it's never a straight line.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be bumps in the road, challenges. But it's how you learn from those experiences and keep moving forward that really matters. That's what defines a company's legacy.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. We went beyond just the headlines and really dug into what's driving these companies and how they're performing. But even more importantly, I think we've shown how what they do can completely change entire industries and even our own lives.
It's been a really insightful deep dive. It reminds us that even in a world that's obsessed with quick profits, you know, it's the companies that are playing the long game, the ones building for the future, those are the ones that create real lasting value.
And to everyone listening, this is just the start. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and never stop being curious.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, the world of finance is full of opportunity. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, there's always something new to learn and new possibilities to explore. So stay engaged, stay informed, and hey, maybe you'll discover the next big market mover.
That's a great way to wrap things up. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time.